Today, you may be seeing many messages with hashtag Be Bold for Change. It's International Women's Day, and it's a global day celebrating the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. It's also a call to action for accelerating gender parity. On Oahu, members of Labor Union Local 5, the IKEA Movement, Women's March Hawaii, and the Hawaii State Teachers Association will be marching and rallying in Waikiki. Gemma Weinstein is president of Unite Here Local 5 and is on the phone with us now. Good morning. Aloha. Good to talk to you. As we look at International Women's Day as it's gone on sort of year to year, the idea of creating parity has always been a driving force. But how do you see that in Hawaii, and what do you expect out of this movement here?
So today is a very important day for all women. And you want to remember what happened for the past, which is over 100 years ago, the working woman at the garment factory lost their life because they are being treated like an animal. And nowadays, we know that there's still an owners, you know, owners and employer that doesn't respect their workers, women workers. And we want to make sure that this march today, we want to show it to the entire world that women have power. And we need to use that power to protect women.
How do you see that power being exercised?
That power is being exercised to call for an action to really protect all women, especially in Ilikai Hotel. Right now, they're being treated like an animal, and we want to use that power to call for this Ilikai Hotel to respect the workers and treat them like a human being.
That would be something that would be directed especially for Local 5, but when you are talking about banding together with other organizations, including HSTA and the Women's March Hawaii group, how do you see changing the paradigm of accepting women as workers, but being able to create more of a respect for them, too, given the fact that so many women are in so many low-level jobs?
Look, that's true. We have a lot, majority of the workforce is a woman. And we want to make sure that either you're from SSDA, you're from other labor movement, we want to use that just to protect women. You know, we want to use that power to protect women so that we can work safe.
Gemma, you talk a lot about the power, but if you can talk a little bit just briefly about what that power is, how you really see that as evidence, or how we would see it evidenced here. I'm trying to get my mind around what you would want to see happen with women who are working at all levels, from teachers with HSTA to a housekeeper working at any of the hotels.
Look, like a housekeeper in Ilikai, they're actually doing more and getting paid less. You know, across the street, they're doing as a housekeeper too, and they're getting paid more than what the Ilikai workers are getting paid. And we want to make sure that they are being treated fairly.
What about women who are in other positions, other kinds of jobs?
Other kind of jobs, like if you see in Local 5, you're not going to see women in engineering. It's probably like 1% a woman in the engineering department. And we want to have more women that can do the job, because I know for the fact that women can do also a men's job.
So what are you telling women in terms of taking their power?
What am I going to tell the woman?
Yeah.
Let's come together, get together, and build power and use that in a good way.
And how do you see that power being built?
Get together, pull ourselves together as a woman, and have a woman power.
All right. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Gemma Weinstein is president of Unite Here Local 5, a labor union that represents 11,000 workers in the hospitality, healthcare, and food service industry statewide. Later today at 4:30, Labor Union Local 5, the IKEA Movement, Women's March Hawaii, and the Hawaii State Teachers Association will be marching and rallying in Waikiki.